Continuing on our week 9 NFL picks, I've got Brad and Ben from the podcast Sports Meets Beer ready to roll the picks that are the ones that we just kind of randomly choose games, try to keep us afloat, or at least I'm going to try to stay number one here. By the way, did I mention that I'm leading in the standings? All right, Brad, what's your wild card?
For the second time this year, I'm going Bucs Saints. Week one, I picked the Saints to win. It was, you know, the Tampa Bay super team. It was going to take a while for them to gel, all that good stuff. And I was right. They didn't play well. Tom Brady threw a pick six and threw a couple of interceptions, and the Saints showed out. Saints have won quite a few games in a row here. They've looked okay doing it. At the time that, you know, as we're talking about this, I don't know if Michael Thomas is going to play or not. And Drew Brees sure looks like he can't get the ball down the field. And as Ben and the Las Vegas Lynn's Oak Raiders, I don't know if they've moved since we last spoke, but you know, Ben knows the Tampa defense is very real, and Tom Brady is just getting better and better in that offense. Godwin missing is a little bit of a problem for them, but oh, there's Gronkowski, and oh, there's Mike Evans, and
Mike Evans is a difference maker. Holy moly!
Is Antonio Brown going to play yet or no?
I believe not this game, next.
I don't think so.
Well, I ultimately think it doesn't matter because the defense is going to be the one that causes a lot of problems for New Orleans. They rally to the ball well. They tackle well. They're disciplined. They keep everything in front of them for the most part. And, you know, when you're New Orleans and you can't, you know, force the ball down the field the way you used to, you're only going to create a situation where you're going to move the ball between the 20s. And, you know, I love Drew Brees and I love the Saints for the most part. Sean Payton's a great coach, but Tampa just has too much going on for it. I'm going with the Bucs this time around.
I am doing the Texans at the Jags. This is, if you could light a dumpster fire on fire, that's what this game is. You have, you know, Minshew is out with an injury for the Jags. So we have the new quarterback, rookie Jake. What was his name, Danny?
Lutton, Jake Lutton.
Yeah.
Lutton? I don't know.
Ordinarily, you know, you would say that you know, the backup quarterback comes in, and we saw it with Mullins. We've seen it across the league where they come in and have this dynamic game. I just don't feel that this week. And when it all push comes to shove, I'm looking at all the stats. Both these teams are literally in the bottom two of almost every single category. and this is like truly going to be the hardest thing. And then then all of a sudden the breaking news the other day was that there's three linebackers from the Texans who are out with COVID related duties, and they've had to shut down their practice facility, which would make you think that the Jags would walk away with this, but I'm sorry. I'm going Houston on this one. I have to.
Yeah. Deshaun Watson is too much of a monster, dude. I think you're right.
It's one of those things where he is, I feel so bad for him. He is slowly becoming the Dan Marino of our generation, where the guy is so talented and just they can't pull the team together.
All right. My wild card is the Dolphins at the Cardinals. We've seen the Cardinals be a lot better than we thought they were going to be, and winning some big games, including that game against Seattle. And I am actually going to pick the Dolphins in this game, though, because I was surprised they benched Fitzmagic so early, because he was playing really well. But hey, Tua played fine, and they got a win last week against the Rams. And I think the Dolphins are going to be a sneaky wild card team. They're not going to catch up to the Bills, I don't think, but they're a sneaky wild card team. I'm liking the Dolphins on the road against the Cardinals.
It's because the NFL is obsessed with Tua time, and they really want to make that work. I think the NFL
He had a punt return and a pick six, and that's why they won. He had like 12 pass attempts. I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
He threw a touchdown.
Great.
Singular touchdown. A lot of quarterbacks threw touchdowns, Danny.
Hey.
Yeah, I believe
a lot of quarterbacks don't throw touchdowns.
I'm a glutton for Lutton. I think he's going to throw one too.
I'm maybe I just hate the Cardinals so much. I don't know.
Get on board with that. I can get on board with that.
All right, there you go. Those are our picks. You can check them out online at 977theriver.com. Click on the Sports Buzz and check out their podcast, Sports Meets Beer, all your podcasting apps. Brad and Ben from Sports Meets Beer, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Danny.
Thanks, buddy.